Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. I'm in the chair for a second week, and quite frankly, why not? If I can survive every single minute of every single show of Sanremo this year, I don't see why I can't keep the energy levels up for another 20 minutes of Eurovision news from across the continent and a little bit beyond. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, welcome one and all back to ESE Insight's News Insight podcast. Coming up in the show, let's see, horny Vikings, Israeli rules lawyers, and how to break your national final through using the wrong sum function on your Excel spreadsheet. And of course, the usual mention of our project over at patreon.com/ESE Insight that allows you to help us out just in case we need to spend 2 weeks in Helsinki next year, because that will break the budget not just of the ESE Insight team, but possibly of the Macedonian delegation as well. In all seriousness, know that this content isn't free to make, but we do love making it. If you love reading it, do give us a hand over at our Patreon project. Right then, on with the show, on with the news, national final results, qualified songs that are getting all the way through to May, couple of internal selections, some music, and all of that coming up. Not much in the way of news from the EBU. There's probably lots of backstage planning and Nat charts and big impressive things on walls. There's a delightful picture of somebody in Ole Meltzig's office wearing a unicorn helmet and has a big bar chart next to them. I've not been able to decode what it means. I'm guessing it's slightly behind schedule. There we go. What we can say is, as we record this Friday afternoon, 15 songs selected. Not all of them have been released. That will move up to 16 at Belarus at the end of Friday. 22 acts selected, 5 more from last week. And again, that'll be a plus one as well. Maybe by the time you hear this over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, thanks to Belarus making some assumptions there that everything will go nice and smooth. And why wouldn't it? In terms of songs and performances that are now definitely through, we have some more to add to the list in roughly country alphabetical order, as you're all now used to. We'll start off in Denmark, Higher Ground by Rasmussen. Yes, it's a bit of Viking, it's a bit of upturned ship, and that's going to look wonderful on a stage designed to look like an upturned ship. Denmark cunningly using all the design tricks already employed by RTP to their best advantage. It was a one-shot national final, 3 songs made it through to a super final. Rasmussen won through with 51% of the public vote in that 3-way. 31% went to the little ukulele girl singing Starlight, and 19% to the Let's Whistle the Star of Only Teardrops as Freddie Abbott did music for The Road. I didn't hear that bit about Only Teardrops, but that's probably for the best given how much I absolutely love that song. Just keeping track of everything, one shot final, but 10 ran. Also worth noting two other things here. This song was allegedly submitted to SVT's judging process for Melody Festival this year, and it was rejected by the jury, so there is an implicit head-to-head going to be happening there when we get to Lisbon. And also, Vikings don't wear horned helmets. If you hear anybody going, then it's probably some close friends of the parish, as Carrie reminds you all about history, and that's not how it works. Moving on to Italy, as mentioned, the Sanremo Marathon delivered pretty much, to be honest, the expected result. After there were questions about the eligibility of the song, how much of it was used from a previous song, it's under a third by time, so it's all perfectly fine. The song in English is You Did Nothing to Me, but it does look like the Ermal Metal, and Fabrizio Moro will be keeping that in Italian as they take it to Lisbon. Been a little bit trimming needs that to get Non Mi Avete Fatto Niente down to the 3-minute mark. Remember, it's not a political song, and arguably it is a song with an issue behind it, against standing up against terrorism stuff, and that really does skirt the rules. Anyway, 20 ran the marathon, 3 got through to the super final, and Elise, Lo Stato Sociale and the Metamoro combination, and to be honest, any of those 3 would have been great for Eurovision. 8 ran in the newcomers race, and Sting showed up for a bit, as did said Mizure. Ah, there we go. Croatia, internal selection here. Crazy by Franka Batelis will be the song and singer. Franka won through on Showtime back in 2007, the opening year of the Pop Idol-esque show in the country. She had a comeback single in early December 2017. Eurovision is the next step for her. Grace next as we go to digital press, and pretty much a case of which song is left standing after all the rules, all the hoops were given, all the sort of deposits and money had to be paid and things needed to be done. At the end of it, one song left, so no need for a national final. Survival of the fittest applies here. Congrats to Yana Terzi and her Greek language son Onyero Mo. That will be heading off to Lisbon for the show in May. Israel using the Next Star, which is the strange mix of Pop Idol voice. It's been going for a couple of years now and getting them some really good singers through to the final rounds. We had our fingers crossed that the absolutely bonkers Netta Barzilla would get through to the final. She did. She only went on and won. She has the ticket to Eurovision now as well. But they're going to have to choose another song, because the winning song that she did on Next Star was an incredible looping mashup mix of Kesha's TikTok and Psy's Gangnam Style. So September the 1st date rule applies here as well. Also, there's a looping box in there, which isn't a backing track thing, but is a musical instrument on stage. So if you're expecting the traditional Israeli power ballad, I don't see how this is going to work. The song that they choose for Netta is probably going to come down more to how they interpret the rule book than anything else. And at which point, we then go back to look at Joust last year and all the fun that was going on there. Remember, if it's a track on the backing track that's not a sound that could be made vocally, you're good to go. But if it's a sound that's been a treated vocal that you couldn't do on your own, grey area. Looping things, even greyer. So, yeah, we're watching that one carefully. Macedonia also had an internal selection as well. Winners of Skopje Fest back in 2015, IQ, have taken the ticket with their song Lost and Found. And we have our nice light Britpop indie-style band going on as well. Those are your additions to our final spreadsheet, but there are some results to kick through as well. To the top of the alphabet very roughly, and we'll head over to Estonia for the first semi-final of Estee Lau. Running with 10 in here, 4 qualified in round 1 on a jury public 50-50. Then the 6 that were left over got a round of 100% public voting for 1 public save. The public save went to Vaj and the song Laura Walk With Me, which is possibly a little hidden Twin Peaks reference there. Charlene's listening, she can tell me off there. Stig Rasta qualifying comfortably there as well with a song Home, and all the eyes and certainly all the ears on Alina's track La Forza, bringing operatic projection dress visual stunning to the national final list. Whether that will get through Estee Lau's grand final remains to be seen. Just to keep the numbers right, 10 ran, 4 through with public jury, 1 through fully public, and 5 fell. Moving on to Iceland, 6 ran in this one, 3 qualified through to the final, 3 fell. Although the jury will pick up one of those fallers from semi-final 1, and semi-final 2 is a wild card, so there will be 7 taking place in the grand final. Ari Olofsson, Helmut Nuttier, and Focus making it through from the first semi-final of Song for Kippin. Right, Latvia, pay attention here. This is going to be interesting. It is, at a high level, 7 ran, 5 fell, 1 steward's inquiry. On the night, pre-contest favourite Madara comfortably through to the grand final. A surprise then is Ritvars went through with Who's Counting, which knocked out a popular name, Marcus Rivas. But looking later, they found out that the spreadsheet had went a little bit wrong, and Ritvars' votes had also included those of Riga Reggae, who had a voice that sounded suspiciously like it was coming from a beaver. But the combination of those votes were enough to put Ritvars ahead of Marcus. So on the night, Ritvas was given second place, Marcus was third and didn't make it through. So Marcus Rivas has been given the spot that he legitimately earned. You got second, you get through to the final, but little bit of common sense has applied here as well. Ritvas has also been given a bye through to the final as well. So normally two would qualify in Latvia. Tonight, three qualified in Latvia. So to finish off that scoreline, seven ran, five fell, one stewards inquiry with a success, three move forward. Lithuania, 12 ran, 6 fell, 6 go forward. Stuff happens. Next. March the 3rd is the final on that one. Semi-final one in Hungary as well. 3 qualify through on the jury and public vote. There's then a runoff with who's left to get a public save. In this case, Leander Kills picked up that public save, although they were only 1 point away from getting third place with the jury public combined vote. So top 4 did go through in that one. 5 fell. Fourth semi-final in Romania. 12 ran, 9 fell, 3 continue forward, and Alenka continues to be worth her weight in jurors. Notably, Feli went through in third place if you're looking for the big names going through. The first of the San Marino 1 in 360 YouTube shows aired last Friday as we were recording the podcast. The second one will be going on just now. Just to keep you track here, the singers are doing an acoustic version of one song in the first show, an acoustic version of a second song in the second show. Then the jury will decide which of the songs that was done acoustically gets to go into full production, and that will be the song that they sing in the final with the scoring and the decision of who will represent San Marino. So still ongoing, no huge indications yet. Sweden. So just to give you a bit of background here, the Insight team, just in case I can't manage the podcast 1 week, we all share the notes and the writing duties and the scripting here. I could polish this up, but I just do love the delights that I've been handed for the Melody Festival and skip. Direct, That Guy and Your Man, Andra Shanson, Margaret and Mimi, Lost the Lovely Ida Regig and the Others, 7 ran, 3 fell. Curiously, makes perfect sense. Also Ukraine, semi-final, 3 forward to the final there. Loud, Vilna, and the Erised, which obviously is Desire backwards. Yeah, the last good U2 album, Rattle and Hum. There we are, the Erised with Heroes. 9 ran in that semi-final, 6 fell. Okay, pretty much all the news from national finals is in results at the moment, which we've had, but just to keep you in track of some of the others that have popped up, Sara Aalto is releasing one song every week for 3 weeks. His second release is Domino, that's popped up Friday morning. Val Parnell, Rules of Programming Variety, suggests that Sara's team will feel that this is the weakest of the three songs. They'll have opened with the second, they'll have then brought in the third, and then the first one, in their opinion, will probably be closing up. So the song of Thursday Friday that we hear coming up is probably going to be the banger. Montenegro, snippets of the 5 songs have been revealed ahead of the national final, which is taking place on Saturday the 17th, so you can have a little preview. Germany has revealed the 6 song titles for their national final, which happens mid next week on February the 22nd. Everything else was done up in the results. Okay, music time, and we're going to go back to Israel now just to give you an example of how much fun Netta's going to have with the rules as we take the song Potatoes by her band The Experiment. This is recorded live, not by us, not yet, that'll happen soon enough in the Euroclub, but all says the first phrase is the only time she says that first phrase. For the rest of the time in the song, it's repeated on the looping machine and treated and such like, but it's done live on stage, so it's not a pre-recorded backing track, and vocals are only banned at Eurovision from the backing track. The thing about instruments and stage, yeah, you're not allowed that. But people put stuff through the soundboard to do vocal effects, to do echo, to do reverb. And if you're going to do echo, you're just delaying the playback of the voice, which is exactly what a looping machine does. You'll now see why there's that interesting thing about the rules lawyers kicking in. But for the moment, sit back and go, this is still music. This is still valid. This is an art form. Why should this be banned from Eurovision? Potatoes.
I say you got big potatoes, but where am I steak? And I say you got big potatoes, but where am I steak? And And I say you got big potatoes, but where are my steak? And I say you got big potatoes, but where are my steak? And I say you got big potatoes, but where are my steak? And I say you got big potatoes, but where are my steak? And I say you got big potatoes, but where are my steak? And I say you got big potatoes, but where are my steak? And I say you got big potatoes, but where are my steak? And I say your money too. Got your body from your mother, but real quick you will discover that is really all you got going for you. I said, now you got big potatoes, but where are my steak? And I say you got big potatoes, but where are my steak? And I say you got big potatoes, but where are my steak?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck sorting that one out, Jon Ole Sand and the EBU Reference Group Committee. I look forward to seeing what Israel decide to hand Netta. That there was her band The Experiment with the song called Potatoes. And when the Israeli party goes, we're doing a 1 hour set with her. Who would like tickets? Yeah, I am there. What a delightful song. Right then, what do we got coming up? Well, after we record this, just before you listen to this, depending on the timescales, you will have the Belarusian National Final, giving us, if nothing else, a participant, probably the song, but you never know, with Belarus and the second of the San Marino 1 in 360 shows. It's another busy day on Saturday. We have Montenegro's Montevizia will be giving us a definitive song and performer on there. In terms of semi-finals and other shows, let's see. Estonia, semi-final 2 for Este Lau. Hungary, semi-final 2 for Adal. Iceland, semi-final 2 for Songva Kepin. Latvia, show 3 in Supernova. Lithuania, heat 11-6 of whatever they're calling it this year. The first semi-final in Slovenia, the third heat in Sweden's Melody Festivalien, and the second semi-final in Ukraine's Vib Dir, all taking place on the 17th. Get your multi-screen setups going. And if you haven't got a multi-screen setup, can I suggest you head over to the team at ESC Plus, who've built one themselves. You put it up in a normal web page. You can have like 9 on screen. You can shuffle them around into different positions. You maximize them to full screen when the song kicks in. You need to toggle the volume manually, but hey, you got to do something. Nice bit of coding there, ESC Plus. Congratulations. It's first show in Portugal's Festival de Cancão on Sunday the 18th. And what is increasingly being known in ESC Insight as Linka Throws Shade, the fifth semi-final in Romania's selection programme for this year's Eurovision Song Contest. We've got a definite name coming through on Monday with Depi and Frosty kicking off over in Armenia, and Bia Vizia starts off on Tuesday the 20th as well. Listen again to our You Decide interviews, which is a special podcast we did just before the UK national final. Winner Suri is in there naturally, as are the other 5 performers who are hopefully getting a nice career boost out of appearing on BBC TV and having nearly a million people watch their performers. In terms of articles and stuff, yep, I've been a bit lax this week, but we did have a really interesting piece go up on ESC Insight from John Egan talking about ethnicities and issues and showing nationalism on stage and why it's even trickier for a first-time host to navigate that mess. Your favourite band getting to Eurovision, programmatic music discovery, that's still all up on our board of things to go through. Our newsletter carries on. John Paul Lucas rounds up all the results in the news every Monday for you. We don't talk too much about that on the website, but you really do need to sign up. Some sterling words there coming from John Paul Lucas. And of course, if you head over to Patreon, not only will you be able to support ESC Insight from as little as $1 a week, which is escinsight.com/Patreon, or you can do it the other way around and go patreon.com/escinsight, because, ooh, magic of the internet. We also have posted the first episode of our ESC Insight Decades podcast, where I take a look at a decade of Eurovision music. Strictly speaking, it's a half decade. And we started with the 1950s, so you get some Eurovision music, some thoughts and some looks at the trivias and how all the songs are up. Mesh into the world of Eurovision. That's filled there for people who sign up to support us on Patreon. But everything else on the main website, that all stays free. That's all there for you. Do stay with us. More articles, more music, more podcasts, more news, more features, more excitement, more Eurovision, all for you at escinsight.com. We even, just to keep me happy, and Leander Kills, because we're still in Adal, have some guitars.